This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The specialized police unit that included at least some of the Memphis police officers involved in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols was disbanded on Saturday after a video of the attack was released on Friday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In Memphis, Tennessee, protesters cheered loudly when they heard of the disbandment of Scorpion, or Street Crimes Operation, to restore peace in our neighborhoods. In a statement, the police department said it was permanently deactivating the Scorpion unit after the police chief spoke with members of Nichols' family, community leaders, and other officers. The unit was formed in 2021 to concentrate on crime hotspots. Critics say such specialized teams can be prone to abusive tactics. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine and its Western allies are now engaged in a fast-track talk on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft, AP correspondent
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in the state of New Hampshire. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
Former President Trump says it's good to be back in New Hampshire.
We're starting right here as a candidate for president.
He blasted a decision by the Democratic National Committee to make South Carolina the first primary state, replacing Iowa and the Granite State, noting Joe Biden did poorly in the New Hampshire primary in 2020.
Humiliating fifth place defeat, and now he's taking a revenge on the voters of your state.
And Trump says he's doing well in the polls, and he's confident he will beat any Democrat.
These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He's announcing campaign leaders in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now announced a series of punitive steps against Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed 7 Israelis and wounded 5 others. The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which 7 people were killed. United Nations Rights Chief Volker Turk says Myanmar has plunged ever deeper into crises since the military launched a coup against the country's democratically elected government nearly 2 years ago on February 1st, 2021. Turk spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says that the country has undergone a wholesale regression in human rights. More from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
He says violence has spiraled out of control in total disregard of the military's legal obligations to protect civilians under international law.
Far from being spared, civilians have been the actual targets of attacks. Victims of targeted and indiscriminate artillery barrages and airstrikes, extrajudicial executions, the use of torture, and the burning of whole villages.
At least 2,890 people reportedly have died at the hands of the military. However, the UN Human Rights Office believes that number to be grossly underestimated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.